Dear the Father, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come in the name of Jesus, repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Now, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, to erase Shadako Shitty at the heart that don't overwhelm. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just come right now asking you just to move by your spirit in this service on today. I ask that, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you will destroy every demonic stronghold that has come up against your people in this hour, in this season. Lord, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody just give God a praise wherever you're located, even now in the name of Jesus. Because I know that God is doing a new thing and he's causing it to spring forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just give God praise on this evening. We just thank him for everything he's done. We thank you for everything that he's getting ready to do in his people's lives on today. I just believe in God for deliverance in the name of Jesus. I believe in God for him to move by his spirit in those things where the enemy has destroyed people in their souls. I'm just believing God to begin to turn things around in the name of Jesus. We see a lot of things that's going on all around us, and I know that those that was on watch service last week, you realized that God said things was going to get worse. I mean, just on this week alone, we have seen a lot of different things come up. A lot of different things has been released. A lot of things that God had me seeing months ago about the things that was taking place. They brought out about how they've lied about different things with the COVID, how they lied about the unemployment stuff. And I was telling Prophetess Junior, I said, the reason why it's hard for people in Texas to see that they've lied, you know, to see about the unemployment, because a lot of places you go, I don't know about you, but just in the Metroplex alone, a lot of places I go in the Metroplex alone, there's a help wanted sign up somewhere. So it's hard for people to see here in Texas that it's it really is, especially in the Metroplex, that it really is, they were lying about the unemployment. But I had been telling heard that a while, I mean, we had talked about that a while back, and I mentioned something, I think, on one of the services a while back about the unemployment. You know, God was talking about how the stuff is, you know, going to get worse. I mean, people are laughing and dancing about unemployment, about the unemployment numbers, and it's nothing to laugh and dance about. We got a situation where you have rent going up. People are still increasing people's rent. People are. I had this woman, oh my God, I mean, it just flipped me to the core. I was in a financial institution, and we was talking about the stuff that was going on, and this woman said that there was no difference between renting and mortgage, because, you know, they're trying to take away your right to own stuff. So, you know, like people who don't own stuff right now, remember eight, nine years ago, I was telling people, go prepare yourselves to go get houses and stuff, land, you know, stuff. I mean, so they're doing stuff right now. They're putting things in place right now to where you won't be able to buy, you won't be able to have a mortgage. People are like, huh? That's so foreign. Go look it up. You know, when God sends a man and woman of God to foretell some things, tell some things, and I said this on watch service that, you know, I'm not one of these prophetic voices that's out there, you know, that's, you know, out there, you know, big time getting money and all this stuff. I have no interest in none of that stuff because I don't use my gift things for financial gain. I don't use my giftings for those things. And so when the Spirit of God deals with me about something, I do what he tells me to do when he tells me to do it. And so I'm looking at this woman. This woman was saying how you don't see people paying off nobody don't be paying off no 30-year mortgage. She was like, well, you know, unless they fresh, you know, out of college and they just got a mortgage. And I'm looking at this woman like, is you crazy? And she was in a financial institution. And she was like, I said, yes, they do. She said, well, unless they do that 15-year. I'm like, no, it can be done without the 15-year. You know, but there's a lot of different things that God has been trying to prepare the church for and the shifts and all these things that's taking place in the land. But, you know, the scriptures tell us those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. Yeah. And so, and another thing God dealt with me about, he said, particularly in your ministry, he said, it's hard for them to see it because of the fact that they up under this umbrella where God has me praying certain things. And then there are certain things God has promised me. And so, you know, the Lord the other day just gave me a promise that he will not let me release over the airways. I'm holding on to the promise that he gave me. And so, you know, but he also, in the midst of him giving me that promise, he dealt with me about the things that's going on in the land and what's getting ready to take place in the land. You all, it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a lot darker out there. So if you're listening to these ministers or these prophets of mainstream line that are telling you, oh, this, they are lying to you. Because the Spirit of God said it's going to get worse. But the thing about it is, no matter how bad it gets in the earth and in our land, if you are linked up with God, it doesn't even matter. And the Lord said there's going to be some false signs of hope. There's going to be some false signs of hope. I went into prayer. It's a false signs of hope. There's going to be different things that's going to take place. So he said, but you know, you got to keep your hand lifted up. Now, this is not my sermon. I don't know why the Lord had me to start out talking about this stuff. We usually wrap it up, you know, talking about these things. But y'all, it's just so much. I mean, because when in the history of the United States have you seen where they put out a warrant for arrest for an ex-president because they sent for an assassination of an evil person? Y'all, throughout history, we've seen in history that other presidents did the very same thing. So you know that there's something going on with your freedom. And let me explain something to you about the freedom. When you start talking about taking away the ability for people to own their own land, to take away the ability for people to own their own land or own their own property, that's taking away freedom. What you don't understand is property ownership, land ownership is freedom. That's why it's called the American dream. Because when you go across and you look at other countries that do not have those abilities to do those things, you see you see where they are in life, and you see they're stuck in a certain place. And a lot of times it's in poverty. They begin to be in poverty. And so when you are looking at these things, you need to understand that God is trying to give people an understanding of things that's going on. I remember one time years ago, I was listening to this man preach, and he was talking about how a prophet is for profit. And so he wasn't talking about the prophet of themselves. He was talking about the prophet for profit for the people. Because anytime God raises up a voice that hears from him and speaks what he says, God, and he moves on those things, then the people begin to profit from those things when they line up with what the Spirit of God is saying in those things. And so we got a generation that right here in this own ministry, we have people who don't listen to the things I say. And I look at their lives and I look at the state of their lives and I watch the conditions and I watch everything that's going on in the spirit because of them. And the Lord is like, you know, keep going and everything. Like there's things that God has revealed that is getting ready to unwind that people are like, man, oh my God, really? And so I don't want to miss no things while we are in this moment before I get into the word. Prophet Drew, you want to come and add the things that God has told you to add? Because there be a lot of stuff you be forgetting. You bring your stool over here because I'm not moving out your chair. I just wanted to add to what she was saying about that. As I've been doing like a lot of, God has been really leading me to do like a lot of research on a lot of things. And so what she's talking about, I don't know if you all have heard it, but JP Morgan Chase, they have invested $1 billion to buy up property all over the United States. So for a lot of real estate investors, you know, this kind of like piqued their interest. And so what they were saying was that, you know, they've been asking the question, why are they doing that when they are a company where you can go through them, you know, and get like mortgage loans? And so, you know, a lot, you know, they came back with an answer because they were saying, as time goes on now, they already done started doing this. So, you know, I ain't saying like it's a whole lot of time, but what they're saying is that they're buying up all these properties because they want people to just rent, to forever rent. And what's going to, and so if they're buying up all these, you know, if they're taking money and they're buying up all these properties, then what you think that's going to do to you for the people? You're going to be stuck in a situation where you're only renting. And so then there's one city in Kansas that has already stated that you can't, like, you know how rent is going up. So a lot of people nowadays, they're doing roommates. And in this particular city in Kansas, they won't let you do a roommate if you're unrelated. The only way you can roommate with someone, you have to be related to them. So, you know, it's going along with the things that Pastor been saying about how they want to control you. Mm-hmm. And
I think it was one more thing.
Oh, yeah. When she was talking about the unemployment. Y'all, they've been catching the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve. They've been catching them in so many lies. And they're getting cold put on the carpet about these lies. And do you realize that they have like no remorse? It's like they don't even care. And so what they reported was that they reported incorrect employment numbers by more than a million. In November of 2022, 417% of jobs were cut. And the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve lied and was talking about how we're at the height of employment, you know, people are employed, everything is going good. And they're saying there's no way that they could have made a mistake and did that because that it was more than a million. That they lied about. They lied about people being employed like more than a million than what it really was. When there was 417, there was a 417% cut in jobs because a lot of people were laid off from major corporations. I just looked the other day, Macy's is getting ready to permanently close a lot of stores. Now, they're not closing any stores in Texas, like what she said, but like places like Los Angeles, come on now. It's a lot of wealthy people in Los Angeles. You know, it's a lot of people. You know, that's a pretty big city. They're closing stores in Los Angeles, other states. I can't remember the other states. But, you know, a lot of places are getting ready to close down. A lot of, she talked about this last week, how a lot of
fast food chains, even restaurants that you normally go to, they're going to be closing a lot of locations like Olive Garden. I think the Cheesecake Factory was in there. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't see that they said anything about Texas, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when you look around, a lot of things are happening, just as she's been telling us.
It was something... when they was lying about the spending. It was talking about how the economy was getting better and all that stuff because of the spending. When Prophets Jr. Looked into the things, they said that the Biden administration was lying so much because they saw that the spending was on people's credit cards, where people were living off their credit cards, which suggests that the economy is not doing good. Then it's actually doing bad because people trying to live on their credit for where they don't have,
they're falling deeper in debt.
And where they don't have their savings anymore. They don't have all these things. I mean, why do God have me talking about this on today? Because this is not my sermon. He has me talking about this because I've been warning the church about these things for a while. Been telling you all about the things that were coming. Been telling you about the economic structures and all this stuff. And God... When she was talking about a while ago, how I was telling you all a long time ago, about a month or two ago, I can't remember how long it was, where I was telling you they want to control your life, because there is people on this line, you don't want God to control your life. You do not want the Holy Spirit to control your life. So he said, okay, I'm going to give you what you want. And so when he started giving people what they want, then they start seeing it in other forms of stuff, and you know, all this stuff is going on. You know, all these things are taking place in this land. Your freedom is constantly being stripped away from you, and you too blind to see it. And he's like, you know, you keep rocking yourself in this little old cradle. You know, people they in this bubble, they in this thing, and it's like they can't see past this thing. Man, I get attacked all the time because the enemy, like, I know you see. And so when you see these things, all these things going on, and like she said, like I said earlier, you don't see it a lot in Texas. You know why people don't see it? There was people here in Texas said they couldn't stand Greg Abbott, but Greg Abbott, up under his administration, there's been a lot of jobs that have come into Texas. A lot of companies have come into Texas because of some things that he put in place. Yeah, he pushes for these things. But you too blind to see. When you have these people that come up to you and say, oh, you know, strip people this and this and that and that, you're not looking at their states where there's not a man like him in office. Their economy rates is down. Man, they tell you, man, you don't, this is not opinion. You can go and look at the numbers. When you go look at Democratic states, their economic structure is not like Texas' economic structure. It's horrible. And so when you start looking at these things, you have to begin to say, okay, God, what are you saying to me? What are you trying to show me? But you know what the Lord had to deal with me about? He said, you got a lot of folks who they're so poverty stricken in their minds. He said that they don't look past, and I can see you. That's people who you'll never come out of poverty because of the way you think. You know, and some people, it's not your poverty thinking, it's not just on the way you spend or how you spend your money or what you do with your money. Some people's poverty thinking is how they got a crab bucket mentality. They don't want anybody else to outdo them. Right. And so even in that, you're not going to win. Let me tell you something. The Bible said the meek shall inherit the earth. That's what the scripture said. Yeah. And in the meek, Hallelujah. There is no jealousy. There is no envy. There is no strife. When God begins to speak about these things, and he's warning us about the things that's coming on the earth and all this stuff, man, y'all, they got all these robots coming out, taking up people's jobs. I mean, when I talked about this, that was in watch service, wasn't it? When I talked, man, it's a fly up in here. When I was talking about how there is a... How they going in and they taking the low income jobs. So check this out. They don't want you to own your own property anymore. how one city was able to go into Kansas, like she said, and tell them who can't rent with them. They have to be kin to be rent. Well, when you own your own property, they can't tell you nothing. Because the answer is get off my property. You understand what I'm saying? Get off my property. Or get, you know, okay, but it's not your property when you are renting. The property don't belong to you. It belongs to whoever you're renting it from. And so they have the right to tell you what you can and what you can't do in that property. Right. But you know, we're talking about freedom, right? But nobody don't want God's freedom. When God tries to give us freedom and try to tell us something, oh, no, no, God, we know more than you. We're going to keep doing it like this. We're going to do it like that. And then you are falling into the very categories that God is talking about. Let me tell you something. That's the reason why I look at people and they stupid. I've had people come to me and they be like, oh, well, you know, like the church sitting up here. You know, we're not in the building. I get calls and I get calls and text messages all the time about church rock. You know, about, you know, if I want to say it, I'm like, no, I'm not going to say it to you. If I don't never ever go back and use the church property as a church property, if I want to turn that into a rental home, I can do that. Why? Because it's mine. And I'm like, no, why would I do that? Why would I give up freedom for stupidity? You know, and so when you sitting up and you're looking at these things, you know, although I'm working on it for us to get back in the building, but you know it's gonna take money for that. But you know, people don't like to pay their tithes and their offerings. And you know, you have to remind people to send in their tithes. I don't understand how you on the call on the service and you haven't sent your tithes in and haven't sent them in. I don't understand that. I be trying to say, God, how you forget? He was like, I don't know how these folks be forgetting. But anyway. Now, I'm on my soapbox. Let me get off my soapbox. So we, you know, the Lord was dealing with me about that, you know, because, you know, I'm trying to work on, you know, stuff with the building and stuff. But I'm not finna put myself in debt to get us back in that building. That's something I'm not going to do. And the Lord told me not to. He was like, if the people want to get back in the building, he's like, you know, you work on a little bit at a time. Because the stuff that needs to be done costs some money. And it costs real money. It ain't no punk change. I'm just keeping it real. And so, but the kick is, they're sitting on this property. These folks is like, oh, I'm gonna, you're not finna get that. I was like, you're not finna get something. And I'm not finna sell this to you. And I'm like, you don't, I goes off on people, you know, Prophet Drew tell you, I get real nasty sometimes with these folk on the phone. Because I'm like, first of all, I didn't contact you, don't you contact me. Because if I ever decide to sell, I'm going to be the one that's going to reach out and touch somebody. And it's going to be somebody that I know, or some company that I feel is reputable. But this is the thing, we're in a situation where, look at this, they don't want you to own, they want you in a position of a rent, right? So if I'm in a rental situation, I'm at the mercy of whoever I'm renting for about them increasing my rent. They haven't put no caps on the increase. Y'all do realize that, don't you? You know, people are so smart till they stupid. So listen to this woman that was dumb at this financial institute. She said there was no difference. You in a situation where you have no cap on nothing, but I'm in a mortgage situation where there is a cap. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you had a fixed rate, it's fixed. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to begin to understand. And y'all, they're coming for your 401k. They're coming for everything. They are not playing about getting you to a point to where you are have nothing. They don't want you to have anything. Especially if you're black. Let me help you all the way out. If you're black, they don't want you to have anything. See, you know, and that's one of the things about me. You know, Prophet Julia and I was talking about this a long time ago. Y'all, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I'd be a black militant. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to be real honest with you, because I have an issue when I don't see majority of my race progressing. But at the same time, I understand a lot of my race is also caught up in stupidity. You know, you get caught up in this mainstream, this ghetto fabulous, ghetto rich stuff. Yeah. I don't believe in ghetto rich, and I don't believe in ghetto fabulous. I believe in real wealth. And real wealth comes from land ownership. Real wealth, why is that? Because when everything is, I know y'all gotta see these ads on these computers because it comes up on my computer all the time. Don't borrow from the bank, borrow from yourself. How can you borrow from yourself if you don't own yourself?
That's right.
You can't do it. And so, you know, you gotta begin to say, oh God, give me a plan of action, Lord. Let me do well, Lord, first he said, my first plan of action is pay your tithes and offer. He like, where in rain have you robbed God? How do you feel like you can rob God and think everything's going to be all right? He like, it ain't going to be. He said, he like, you're fooling yourself. He said, and that false sense of security that the enemy is trying to give you right now, he said, just hang on a minute. It's a lot of things in place to wipe that false sense of security right on up out the window. But I'm telling you, it's some people that they're hanging on just for the simple fact that there's certain things I ask God not to go down. I was like, Lord, please don't let this, because I don't want to deal with this, and I don't want to deal with that. And just because of that, they hold on. And I'm going to tell you something. I was like, Lord, but it's so much going on in the land. Y'all, we got to put our hands back into the hands of God. And when I was saying that about the black militant mentality, I wasn't talking about like being prejudiced. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I have an issue with seeing a race of people with somebody else having a foot on their back, whether they black, whether they Hispanic, whether they Asian, you know what I'm saying? Whether they Indian. And I'm Indian. You got me two different ways, black and Indian. Yeah. You know, I'm like, so, you know, I'm like, Lord, I'm just, you know, I have a real sense, because I believe that we all should be able to be a part of the American dream. That's just how, you know, I just believe in it. And maybe that's what the problem is. It's a dream. You know, it's yeah. not a reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a reality for a lot of people, but you got to find out the why it's not a reality. See, you got to, one of the reasons why you have to find out the why of the reality, I'm going to tell you something, God has given me a lot of principles, a lot of things I've learned over life, a lot of things that I've acquired over the life that God has given me that I'm not going to give away free anymore. And there's been times where God has shown me people that has been around me that has had evil. God has shown me so much stuff to the point that I have come to a place where I have shut down. And that's one of the problems that's happened with our race over the years. I was talking to a lady the other day and I was telling her, I said, you know, our ancestors weren't like that. They helped each other. They helped each other and they educated each other. But we live in an hour where it's not like that anymore. I'm gonna tell you, it seems like it's a dog and dog. It is, and the dog and dog is not just in the world, it's in the church. And you and people be feeling like that, you know, that God is not showing that stuff. Yes, he is. He shows me the hearts of people. He shows me people who really want to see other people make it, who really want to see other people blessed. He showed me those who don't. He shows me their mentalities. And so, you know, when you see all those things, then you shut stuff down. You begin to close things down and say, hey, you know, because all these things that I'm talking about, guess what? I got a plan and I got a clue. God has given me a plan.
Yeah.
Am I going to give it to you? No, unless he tells me to. And I'm talking about individuals. I will no longer sit in an open forum like this ever again and give out. I gave out. Didn't I not give out strategies?
Yeah.
I gave out strategies. I gave out all kinds of, see, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then for those who want to play like I don't know what I'm talking about, there's another group that like, oh, she thinks she know everything. Oh, she thinks she's so smart. No, that's what you think. Because what I think is, I'm going to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. And I'm going to do what he say do. And so when I do what God tells me to do, when anytime you do what God tells you to do, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
I don't care how the enemy rages. I don't care how he does whatever he's going to do. If you obedient unto the Lord, guess what? The scripture says obedience is better than what?
Sacrifice.
Now let's get into the word of God, because this is not what I'm supposed to be preaching about. And I know I've been on this line for a minute. Let's slap on over to what God is talking about. I want to get into the scriptures right quick. I want to hit it and quit it and get on out the way. So you can rest your nerves on the day, because, you know, some people get on the line just so they can find something to get mad about. Okay, so Let's see. Okay, Zephaniah chapter 3. Let's go there.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I done forgot where I was going. Y'all done got caught up. Yeah, I'm picking up on y'all in the spirit. So, you know, you got to understand. So, I keep telling you, I don't understand how y'all think we are on this call. You know, some of y'all, I think y'all think the gifts only happen in the building when you're around or whatever. Like, no, I see y'all. I can tell when people be pulling from prophecies and everything else. And if God ain't saying nothing to me about something, I ain't saying nothing. That's the way I am. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to start at verse 1, but I'm going to go down to the verse that I want to read. It says, woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Boy, that goes right along with what I was talking about, huh? And he said, her princes within her are roaming lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They guard not the bones till tomorrow. That sounds like our government and our judges, right? Our prophets are light and treacherous persons. And then I just say I don't do my stuff for financial gain. Here we go. We talking about it right here. Our priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. I mean, you know, this is real talk. This is like pulling up a newspaper right now. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doeth he bring his judgment to light. He fell it not, but the unjust know it no shame. Okay, I want to stop right there, but I'm going to do it in another translation, because verse 5 is actually my focus. It was what God dealt with me about earlier this week. We might have been in the middle of middle of last week. It was either the middle of last week or Thursday. I can't remember, child. It's so much that be going on. I'm going to read this in another in the basic English translation. It says, sorrow to her who is uncontrolled and unclean, the cruel town. She gave no attention to the voice. She had no use for teaching. And this is what's going on right now. I can get online and I can teach stuff. People have no use for it. And so what I just got to talk about a while ago about why all these things are folding out, these are things that you was warned about a long time ago. You can't even lie and say you weren't warned about. Okay, so have no use for it. They don't have no voice, you know, for it, you know, to hear what God is saying. Let me tell you something. When you look at the woman, and I think I talked about that. Then I talk about the woman in watch service. When the creditors were coming to take her sons to clear the debt after her husband died, she went to the prophet. She went to the voice of God in the land. And so here it is, because God speaks, he chooses people, he speaks through them, right? To give people an understanding that, you know, whether it's a church, but really it's a city or a state or a nation, to give them an understanding. This is what's to get ready to come. This is what they do. So the church, we have gotten to a place where you don't want to hear the truth. See, because the lying prophets are out there telling you, oh, give me $1,000 for $1,000 rain. They ain't telling you, man, it's crap for the half of next week.
Yeah.
And you are not up under my umbrella. I do not have no let me tell you something. They're not covering you in prayer. No. They don't care anything about you. Those that's in a covenant relationship with you, your pastors are the ones who cover. A lot of these folks are raving wolves. They sitting around waiting to get the sheep, get the money out the sheep, and the sheep will go do something stupid just like that. Those people are not laboring over them in prayer over the seeds or whatever like that. So then, you know, they don't care nothing about what's gonna go on. You don't have a direct access at all.
And so the voices that God is speaking in land, anytime God's speaking in land, he's always going to talk about repentance. See, because the thing is, when you turn to God with your whole heart, the Bible said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I heal their land. People don't want to turn from their wicked ways. She gave no attention to the voice. She had no use for teaching. That's the church. That's majority of our church. She put no faith in the Lord. She did not come near to her, she did not come near to her God. You can't come near to God and not give up your sin. Her rulers are like loud-voiced lions in her. Her judges are wolves of the evening, crushing up the bones before the morning. Her prophets are good-for-nothing persons, and that's true, good-for-nothing. You know, that's the reason why I'm very particular about who I allow to speak into my life and why I don't do no more. God has been dealing with me here and pull me back even more and like close me in even more, because I'm like, God, man, I'm tired of the stuff I see and I'm tired of the things that I sense. And I mean, like I look at folks and one of the things I've come to realize that God has shown me very clearly, people do not want to see themselves. And so when I'm dealing with people that I can tell that they really don't want to see themselves and they can't see the wrong in themselves about the stuff they say and do that's wrong, I'm like, man, I have no use for it. Because no matter what you think about me, I come to God and ask him to show me my wrongs. I don't just pray the prayer, oh, God, just, you know, what are my sins of omission and commission. And that. I'm like, no, God, talk to me about what I'm doing wrong. Put it before my face, Lord. Because if you don't, my sin will find me out.
Hey,
Jesus, tell me what's going on. Tell me the root of it, Lord. I'm not like other folks. I'm like, I want to see myself so you can clean me up. Okay, so her prophets are good for nothing persons, full of deceit. They liars. But do you realize I've had people lie to me bold-faced lie, and then want to turn around and prophesy? You can't prophesy to me. Especially when I done caught you in a lie. I'm like, because for 30 years, if you catch you in a lie, that means you got a lying spirit. And if you got a lying spirit, I can't trust nothing that comes out your mouth. I can't trust that you're really speaking from the Lord. And then he said, her priests have made the holy place unclean. And have gone violently against the law. Man, do you realize God holy place? We are his sanctuary. And we make our sanctuary, our bodies unclean. Okay, verse 5 in the basic English. It says, the Lord in her is upright. He will not do evil. Every morning he lets his righteousness be seen. He is unchanging. But the evildoer has no sense of shame. Now, I said verse 5 of my thing. He wanted to deal with me about shame. People don't have no shame for their sin. How do you know if you're going in the right direction or not? When you sin, how do it make you feel? You feel good when you get through sinning? Because the answer to that is yes. Is there any guilt? You have any guilt about anything? You have any shame about the things you're thinking or the things that you're doing? And so God was dealing with me about that. He was like, Tamara, they don't got no shame. Y'all remember that movie, Low Down? Is it Low Down Dirty Shame? The Lord said it's a low down dirty shame. He said they don't have none. He said they have absolutely no shame about what they were doing. Yolanda was looking at something online the other day, and this couple was getting married. They were walking into their reception. The husband had on a dress and the wife had on
the suit, the tux. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, these people are sick. That's just how twisted up in the minds of the people where we are right now. And the Lord said, people don't have no shame about none of the things they do. He like, they make a disgrace of my name and turn around and tell somebody I'm a Christian. Oh, I love the Lord. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. And so, you know, there's no shame in the things that we do. And we have no problem robbing God. We have no problem robbing our neighbor. We have no problem stealing from one another. We have no problem cheating on one another. We have no problem saying, I got this from that, and doing wrong is putting our mouths where our mouths ain't supposed to go, doing things we have no business doing, and have no shame about it whatsoever. Know the thought processes that go with. And so what happens when there is no shame, then there becomes a judgment.
Yeah.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
So when you are a believer, God gives you the ability first to judge your own sin. To see where you are wrong at. How do you say it? The Lord said, your thought process is wrong. That's what's wrong with you right now. And he's talking to a particular person because I see you in the spirit. And he said, you think that your thought processes are right. He's saying they're wrong. He was like, you can't see yourself. And that's where the problem lies. Y'all remember, I told you years ago, I got delivered from the spirit of religion. The Holy Spirit just told Prophet Junior, I want to say, says, he's been telling me that the people don't want to see themselves. He just told her that they don't want to see themselves. The Lord delivered me from a spirit of religion a long time ago. And if there's a mentality that goes with that spirit of religion, it makes you start comparing yourself to other people, thinking that you are all right because you don't do this or you don't do that or this, that, or you, and you can't see where your sin is actually the same sin. And so, but when you get to the root of it, it is actually the same sin. And so, you know, God began to, he dealt with me about that years ago. And when I say years ago, I was still a teenager, you know, and I'm 47 years old now. And so, you know, I look at people and I be laughing at folks, especially when people be thinking, oh, she thinks she better than us. I'm like, honey, that's your thought processes. See, because when I understand the nature of sin and the root of sin and what the cause of and all that kind of stuff, it causes you to look at stuff from a whole different perspective. That's why I don't have a lofty attitude about myself or a mentality about myself. I mean, God forbid. You know, you gotta know the way God thinks about stuff. God cares about his people. And so when you are a believer, he gives you the ability first to judge your own sin.
Yeah.
And you begin to see where you're wrong at, and you're able to come to the Father and he cleans you. I'm not talking about through a sermon. I don't have to get to a sermon or have somebody come and talk to me about my sin for me to find out about it. I find out about it because I'm in relationship with the Lord talking to him about it. And so when he shows those things, then I deal with those things as he shows me. He gives you the ability to judge your own sin. If you don't judge your own sin, then judgment is coming upon you. Because the judgment still has to be satisfied.
Shit, don't mind you though.
See, if you judge your own sin, then the blood of Jesus is applied to your life and he wipes it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He pardons you. You know, but if you're somebody that there's nothing wrong with you, you can't see that there's nothing wrong with you. You can't see the things that you say or how you. But let me tell you something. God gets on me if I'm too snappy. If I'm snapping with somebody, he'll get on to me. He was like, you know, you snapped on them about this, this. And I'm going to tell you there's a difference, because sometimes prophetically, there's a prophetic snap sometimes. And now I have had times where God has had me prophetically to snap on somebody. And he really has. And then he would tell me, look, I told you to say this. And I told you to say it how you said it. And, but when I'm in my, when it's my fleshly snap, God gets on my case about that. Because I can get nasty, especially if I'm hungry. That's the reason why I try to watch myself. When I get hungry, Prophet Junior tell you sometimes I got to a place where I try to get quiet. Because I be trying not to go out. And I be trying to get quiet because I be like, Lord, I don't want to suffer my mouth. You know, to get my butt in trouble. I'm like, Lord, because, you know, I know I get nasty. When I get hungry, but you know, there's a couple other things that goes on with me sometimes when I get snapping. I have a couple other things that take place with me sometimes when I get snapping, and so the Lord will deal with me about those things. God will deal with you about the sin in your life. He'll deal with you about your thought processes and your demeanors on things.
Oh yeah,
and so. Why he's saying that? He said, because they have no shame. Because, you know, for most people, and I've been around a lot of people that say they're Christians, will snap and get nasty on a person in a minute, have no shame about it, will not apologize about their ways or nothing like that, but say that they are love the Lord and that they are the servant of the Most High God. I just be looking at them. And see, that's the kind of stuff, you know, when you start talking about character, that's the kind of stuff that makes me back up. Because I'm like, I know the God I serve. And I know that when I do something that's not right, and it's blatantly not right, I don't, you know, he gets on me about it. Just point blank. And, you know, and so, because I start wondering, okay, well, what kind of spirit are you operating out of? And so you gotta know these things. Why is God saying this? People have no shame about the stuff that they're doing. People are doing a lot of stuff. Man, let me tell you something. People are sitting in their houses watching porn on this line. Be watching porn. Be watching all kinds of films. Be doing all kinds of filthy things. And God is like, you don't think I see that stuff? He's like, you don't think I know? He was like, you don't think my servant knows? You don't think he be showing me stuff that I don't want to know about? I mean, he talks to me about the gossiping. He talks to me about the thought processes. He talked to me all the time. And that's why I know when people are fake and fine. And that's why I don't like being around fake and phony people. And I'm like, man, because I see you. I'm like, I'm not no normal person. I'm not gonna be able to act like the fake folks, the people you around, because they can't see you. But when I see people, it's like this right here. Let me just get a little distance. Cause if I don't get no distance, then I'm gonna expose your sin. And I can get real detailed. But you know, I'm not gonna play those games. And so, you know, Lord, like, get somewhere, go on to yourself. He was like, get over there. You know, to yourself somewhere. And so you got to understand that God is saying people have no shame about the things that they're doing to people, to themselves, to the community, the economic structure, nothing like that. He said, but I'm not talking about the world. He said, I'm talking about the church. He like, the church is doing so much evil till it's not even funny. And so, you know, we got to get to a point where we get into prayer. And you got to start considering, okay, what do you think about the stuff you do? And that you think, how you feel about it. That determines a whole lot of where you are with Christ. It really does. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, once again, I come repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord God. I just thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and everything you're going to do in your people's lives. And I just praise you in advance for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophet Joe, you have anything to add? God give you anything in your spirit?
Y'all know a lot of times we on service and I pick up on a whole lot of stuff. Oftentimes God will tell me, he'll tell me what it is, and then he'll either show me the face of the person or he'll just say their name to me. And when she made that comment a few minutes ago, when she was talking about when God came up and he started speaking through her and he said, you know, that it's your thought processes. He was saying that even in that, you still didn't catch it. He said, because you were sitting there and you were going in your mind, you know how we do, saying different things. Well, she do this and she do that. He was like, but she addressed everything. He said, but the problem is that it's what she's been talking about in this whole sermon, is that you don't want to see yourself. You take great pride in trying to pinpoint and pick out what someone else do. He said, and you yourself not only do those things, but even more. And so because of that, he said that you're getting ready to experience some of the greatest hell that you've ever had in your life. And so, you know, you got to watch it. I had to learn a very valuable lesson when somebody's preaching. I was in a service one time and I reached over and I was talking to Prophetess Tanya about some stuff that the man of God was up there preaching. And I was like, well, that's not right according to the scriptures. Tanya told me to shut up. She told me more than once to shut up. Well, you know, the man could see and hear in the spirit. So he heard me in the spirit. I was whispering in her ear. She kept nudging at me like, Junior, leave me alone. I said, but he's sitting here lying to these people. Now, I was just telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? But God had rose up and told you to tell me to just shut up. You know, talk about that later. But I'm saying what I was doing wasn't right. You see what I'm saying? But the man of God picked up on what I was saying and doing. And we was at the very back of the church and we were in a very large place. That man called me up, y'all. He called me up. And he said some things. I was laughing at Pastor because Pastor was like, she was up there on the podium with him, and she was like, well, Lord, you know, if he get out of line, I'm finna have to get him right. And so when he was saying some of the things, he said it the way he said it, I really didn't understand it. And the Lord told Pastor that he made it that way so that I wouldn't get up there and show out with that man. But what I'm saying is that y'all have no idea how clearly God be talking to people and showing things. I remember a while back, you know, the Lord had said he was going to start calling names. So, you know, y'all be very aware of that. You know, watch your thoughts. Surrender your mind and everything to the Lord. Because he said, he told me to tell this particular person. And I know exactly who you are. And if you think I'm talking about you, I'm giving you permission to call me. Which I know who I'm talking about not going to call me, no way.
Yeah, it's not the regular, and you know that. And when she said that, because on Swatch Service, I gave a word, and I specifically said in this word that this person has never come clean. The usual suspects still contacting me. You always talking. Why in the heck I'm gonna be talking about you? And you always talking. So like she just said, this person she's talking about, they ain't gonna call. You know the reason why they're not gonna call? Because God had already told me that he had already turned them over to a reprobate mind. They're not going to come. So
he said, but you're going to know it's you. He said, because everything you put your hand to is going to fail. He said, everything you do, although he said he's going to honor what you asked.
Yes, that's the only thing that's been holding him up is what I asked.
But he said, you're going to know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and it's going to start immediately.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. All right, so you got announcements?
Oh, yeah. Man, the spirit of God on me so bad, my neck is on fire over here. Okay, you all, God dealt with me about something, and he was talking about how you all are about this pastor seed and everything. You know, God has given y'all plenty of opportunities. He's talking about how people still don't be coming praying about what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. The pastor seed now is $30. You know the avenue to be able to send your pastor seed. If you're a visitor on the line today and you'd like to give pastor a love offering or anything like that, you can contact me, text me, or you know what, text pastor, and she'll forward the information to you. Her number is 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. Also, if you are paying your tithes and your offerings, if you're visiting on the line today, you don't have a church home, you'd like to give your
tithes. Let me. I'm going to pray for the tithes before we get offline. So if you got your tithes, you might want to send them in right now. Because when she gets through, I'm going to pray for tithes right now. Because this is ridiculous. The tithes, when we get offline, people still be sitting on their tithes. They don't pay it on Sunday nights anymore. They go all the way even to Monday. I'm getting ready to pay for the tithes right now before we get off this line. That was one of the things the Lord started dealing with me about, because he said people are not right. He said, and all this stuff about you forgetting, you don't have to forget. You can do it right now while you online. Y'all got the phones. Y'all phones is able while you are listening to me right now to send in your tithes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for that, Pastor, because y'all don't realize that a lot of times it causes me, I have to call people, you know, and a lot of times people be at work and sometimes people get irritated with me calling. We're just asking y'all to do something simple that you're supposed to be doing anyway. Also, if you're paying your tithes and your offerings, go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Again, if you're a visitor on the line and you like to give an offering, as if you were sitting in our church service in the building and you would give an offering, you would go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Also, in addition to that, if you're a visitor on the line and you don't have a church home, you like to pay your tithes into this ministry, you can do that as well. Your tithes and your offerings, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. And I thank you all.
Okay, like somebody just texted me and told me, you know, their situation, why they can't send theirs right there. That's very understandable, you know, because you got to do what you got to do. Look, but we getting ready to, but because you sent that in, as I'm praying, you're still included in the prayer, because what you're saying is, I got to get the rest of it and gather it over. So let's go into prayer. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed, knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, as I lift up your people's tithes and offerings unto you, Lord, you know it's the first fruit of their increase even now in the name of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you rebuke the devil for their sake, as you said in your word, Lord God. And Father God, you told us, Lord God, to bring the tithes into the storehouse that they'll be meeting your house. And you told us to prove you. It's the only place in the scriptures, Lord, that you tell us to prove you. So, Father, I'm coming in the name of Jesus, proving you at your word for those who are paid their tithes, those who are paying their tithes right now, and those who saying they got to switch some stuff over to pay their tithes, do some things, get their tithes paid. Lord, we just pray right now a blessing over them, Lord God, that your blessings will be rich and it would add no sorrow, Lord God. Father, I pray that the favor of the Lord rests on them, even as you talk about the economic downturn of this country, God, in the midst of it, oh God, that you can make them millionaires, Lord. You are no respecter of persons, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for the tithe payers of We Are More to Come, the
current tithe payers of We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated, God. We speak blessings over their life, Lord God. And Lord, because you said in your word, you said, wherein a man robbed you, you said in your tithes and in your offerings, Lord God. So Father God, you said, Lord God, that they will be cursed with a curse, Lord God, for wherein they have robbed you, Lord God. And so Lord, you are obligated by your word to bless your people, and you operated by your word to where curses fall on your people behind their decisions, Lord. So Lord, we just ask that Father, you will bless those who've been obedient to your word, Lord God. And we ask that even now that they will find favor in everything they hand touch in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you all. Well, I'm getting ready to end this call. God bless you. If you have a prayer request, you can text in your prayer request to 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. And I will be praying for you. And I pray that God will move in your life this week, that you will hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto you in Jesus' name. You're dismissed. God bless you. Love you.